Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, we're all, and I'm sure those that are going to be watching the program on Facebook, you can all see that I'm working from home, and all my guests are going to be joining me live from home. But anyway, let's dive deep into it and tackle the discussion that we have, Nasim Chirongwa, as usual. And I mentioned Kuti Chirongwa Ichinde, Chirongwa Chebechitniki, our youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion that we kickstarted last week. Nasim Chirongwa Tange Chikibata Nyaye Chirwere Che Coronavirus. Utabale Fiwane Le Coronavirus. Thus far, the coronavirus, which according to the World Health Organization is a global pandemic, lokushuthi igciwane leli has selibulele abantu emhlabeni jikelele emazweni achiyeneyo in countries all over the world. A lot of people have tested positive. Thus far, the global pandemic le isibulele abantu abedlula 39,000 lives have been taken and counting. But Zimbabwe, by the time we go on air, the number would have increased. The number, once again, thus far, over 800,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, if we look at our neighbors, for example, South Africa, where they also have their 21-day shutdown, just like what's happening with Zimbabwe, and Botswana has also joined the ranks, but we'll delve deeper into that. Over 1,300 people have tested positive for coronavirus for South Africa, and there's been 3 deaths. Now, if we zone into Zimbabwe, Namhla Sibone, the Ministry of Health, they keep up umlayezelo wabo, the statement that they usually update the nation, ukuthi kuyinokwenzakalayo elizweni, they mentioned ukuthi thus far 8 people have tested positive for COVID-19, and as mentioned throughout the whole time, sokulomuntu oyi-1 kuphela who has lost his life. That was the young 30-year-old Zororo Makamba. May his soul rest in peace. So, Muria Zimbabwe, ndiyo nyaya tinayo, Nasim Chirongwa, join us and let us know, Ubuti, what is your take on what's happening elizweni nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lwegciwane le-coronavirus? As we speak, we're on radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, Tripo Zokare, pa 4930, pa 6040, ne pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. And for those that like streaming the program on Facebook, we will be uploading the video product later on during the course of the day. It'll be available on our 3 Facebook pages of VOA Devele, VOA Studio 7, Tripo Jekare, pa VOA Shona. Saka, kanamchida, tishange chikumbra yekuti mushe chirongwa kuitira kuti tione uwandu hwedu. Kuitira kuti ilizwe lonke jikelele batho lulwazi oluthile ukuthi kahle kahle kuyinokwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele nxa sesikhuluma ngegciwane le-coronavirus. Saka ndiyo nyaya yathi nayo Nasim Chirongwa mure Zimbabwe, pindai Muchirongwa muchiudza maonero enyu. Once again, umthokozo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle makathirira chirongwa chedu chebechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Bore. Now, before I head over to my panelists, as usual, we like to play out a couple of videos that kind of give a summary of what's happening, not just in the country, but worldwide. So the first video we're going to head over to is the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa. She addressed the media over the weekend. Lapho bechasisa ngempela Honorable Mchangwa ukuthi, as of Monday, which was yesterday, the 21-day shutdown elizweni kickstarts. Bathe amapolisa achange aripo migwagwa to ensure that there is safety, to ensure that people abide by the 21-day lockdown in Zimbabwe. Let's take a listen to what Honorable Mchangwa had to say.
Zvatisharamba tichikolekta information tichitumira kuna majournalists. Iwo uri kunonyorera pepa ripi hausi pa circulation yedu, the Ministry of Information. Unonyorera pepa ripi?
Vista.
Tirikupa information. Ii ndikenda. Tirikupa information. Handidi. Tirikuita everyday media briefing. Sometimes twice. Tichiendesa kune majournalists. Tichisekuleta kune majournalists. Kuzvakakosha kuti information isvike kuvanhu. Mazvita.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, that was the Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Minister of Information, elizweni. Ube tsatsa ngempela ukuthi amaphoyisa njalo amabutho will be on the ground to ensure ukuthi abantu balakho ukulalela lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho uthe ilizwe will be going lizabe livale ngqi as of izolo vele bese livalile, and there is a 21-day shutdown in Israel. Lokhu kusho ukuthi only essential services are going to be in operation. Kuthiwa amabhanga will be open, but njalo izitolo zizabe zivuliwe, so abantu bangaphelelwa ngokudla. They can go to the stores to purchase goods. Honorable Mchangwa was also highlighting ukuthi intatheli izindaba kumele baqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wabo. They must continue with their works as they highlight what is going on in the country when we're talking about udaba lwe coronavirus. Now let me head over to my first guest. Joining me live via telephone and jalo via Skype, ngumnumzana Silo Blessing Phiri ongusakhulayo. Yena he's in Mbare. Tirikunzwana njinje wathi chema ukuthi mukatharisa nzvimbo dzakafanana neMbare uko. Aiwa, anzi dambudziko re-coronavirus rinogona kunetsa. Asi lo dokotela njalo Edgar Mnathi, Dr. Mnathi is based in, he's in the UK right now. So lo doctor simemeza ozabe ngena kuhlelo via Skype. Anjalo, we also have a young lady who's based in New York, isizalwane seZimbabwe, uTanya Chiritseri. So let's head over Sakala Lobo, Dr. Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program. How are you doing, Jim?
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining. How are things where you are at?
Well, so we're in a bit of a fix. I think there are a lot of confounding factors that are affecting our society right now, including the coronavirus, but also we also have our socio-economic troubles that we've been having for quite some time. So it's a really difficult situation to have.
Now, Doc, you are one of the people that I was really looking forward to talking to when we're talking about the issue of coronavirus. In the country, we've spoken to a lot of doctors, and one of the things that doctors seem to be complaining about is they're talking pretty, Hanzi, impahla zokupheka to protect yourselves against COVID-19. There's not enough of it in the country. Now, that's also a worldwide phenomenon, because even here in America, where it's a developed country, doctors too are also saying, hi guys, we also have the shortage because not a lot of people are expecting it. But could you walk us through what the working environment is like for you doctors right now?
So currently I work at Parinato Group of Hospitals. So it's not necessarily seeing COVID-19 patients, but we get to screen patients and then send them over to the appropriate facilities such as Wilkins Hospital. Mm-hmm. So in particular, in terms of the PPE that we require, it's been in shortage for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And in terms of specifically for COVID-19, we need gear when we are attending to patients, because as you know, we do not necessarily know who is infected or not infected, mm-hmm. because some people are transmitting, don't have the symptoms, but are actually infected. Mm-hmm. So we need this protective gear so as to protect ourselves and also protect our colleagues and our loved ones at home.
Now, Doc, you touched on a very important thing, which is the fact that some people don't even know that they may have the coronavirus and they're what they call carriers of coronavirus. So you might have it, but you might not be showing the symptoms, but you might be out here transmitting it. Could you explain to the people what this means? Because some people think, kuti uwe munu anons anechirwedeche coronavirus, you actually have to be sick, unofana uchikosora, you have to be sneezing and so forth. Could you explain people what it means for munu kanachiti, you're a carrier of coronavirus?
Essentially, what being a carrier means, it means you have the infection inside your body. You can transmit it to other people, but you are not yet showing symptoms of the condition. So essentially being a carrier just means you are walking around, you don't necessarily have the symptoms. Sometimes you have the symptoms and they are mild, but you are able to transmit the symptoms to other people who are surrounding you.
Now, Dr. Chibata, nyaye inenge irikunetsa, nyaye ma-mask, ma-gloves, we see a lot of people worldwide scrambling, which don't think I'm a mask, I'm running my pockets, which go, what am I masks, never gloves, never sanitizers, things that are in shortage when, for you doctors. Could you break it down? Because when I did my research on coronavirus initially, when it all started, one thing that I seem to understand, and I stand corrected, which is why you're on the program, is that the masks itself is for people who are actually positive for COVID-19, because it's supposed to be a preventative measure that when you sneeze, it is covered by the mask, not just someone aningari negative. Okay, could you explain to people what is going on and if it's even necessary for everybody to be out here trying to buy masks?
So the thing with masks at the moment is kind of controversial, in a sense that there are countries like the Czech Republic. Everyone is required to wear a mask if they're going into public. So this is essentially because of the issue that we tackled on about being a carrier and having the infection and having the capacity to spread the infection. You have to wear a mask so that it creates a barrier between you and other people. Mm-hmm. And then this is the luxury that they have, because they are in a resource well setting. They are better off than us. But when it comes to a country like Zimbabwe, we are in a resource limited setting. And if we were to ask everyone to wear a mask, that would mean that we will create a shortage that we were talking about. Well, for those who are actually on the front line, who are supposed to be wearing the mask. So I think there was a recent study that was done, sort of like a clinical trial, whereby in the setting whereby doctors are attending to corona patients, there seems to be a level of the coronavirus in the air for most of the time, because this is a setting whereby people are concentrated in one room. So it is necessary for doctors to wear those masks. In general, for the public, the mask just stops you from spreading the infection, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting it.
Doctor, Tombo Batanyai Chukunzwa, Chukuna Nika Zagasiana Siana, they're now also shutting down. Chukuna South Africa, Nayo Pakat Petrova, 21 days shut down. Nesuoku Zimbabwe, 21 days shut down. Is there a specific reason as to why countries are going with 21 days? Does this have anything to do with any biological or chemical thing in connection with the coronavirus?
No, so in connection with COVID-19,
the 21 days is not just a number. Mm-hmm. So the studies that have been done by the countries that are most affected by the virus show that for a person to get infected and then to show symptoms, it takes about 14 days, which is 2 weeks, to 21 days. So from the time of getting the infection and then starting to show symptoms, it can take that duration. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind having people having a lockdown for 21 days is mainly pertaining to social distancing. Mm-hmm. Let's say you were infected by the start of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen people queuing and people traveling from all over the place, and then you got the virus. It would take that period for you to start exhibiting the symptoms. Mm-hmm. So when you exhibit the symptoms, you are under lockdown. You are being socially distant, so it means you won't be transmitting the infection to other people around you. You most probably transmit your immediate family, but you won't be transmitting, let's say, and so forth.
Takanzwa na zhinji wati chema wachita, there's a big chance ekuti vakabata chirwere ichi checoronavirus. Vanenge vaibatira muzupo kana mukombi nekuti munenge mune vanhu vakawanda. Takaonawo mutungamiriri wenyika vachitora danho rekuti aiwa, now that there's a shutdown, those who are traveling, there's less Zupco buses, but Zupco buses are now being disinfected. Imi sevanhu who work in the medical field, mungati danho rinobatsira here?
Pertaining to the COVID-19 virus, in terms of social distancing, we need at least a distance of 6 feet between two individuals. So if you are in public, if there is need for you to be in public. Disinfecting, we've seen China doing the same, and it has worked well for them, but the commonest mode of transmission of this virus is contact between two individuals, or if you contacting a surface and then applying it to your face and so forth. So this measure, it will work if there's a limited number of people who are in the bus.
Imi Savana Chiremba Varmunyika, We've highlighted kuti mune chichemo chikurusa zvikurusa inyaya yekuti hamuna protective gear. There's not enough. Nyaya yema ventilators ndeimwe iri kunetsa. Tikuona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe who live in different parts of the world. Sanganisira kuno kuAmerica, even kuZimbabwe kwacho ikoko. They're all trying to figure out ways. They're starting GoFundMes. They're trying to figure out ways to fundraise enough funds to be able to help you guys. Do you think that's enough to ensure that there is safety?
I think the major struggle is,
I think if you've been checking the statistics, you'll see that in northern Italy, about 51 doctors have succumbed to the virus and actually died. This is a well-funded system that has everything in place, but they have all the protective clothing, they have enough funds. But they found themselves overwhelmed by the system. Mm-hmm. So I can't say. I think this is we should tackle this pandemic using all fronts, which means we need the government support, we need private support, but also we need to regain the trust between. We need to breach the gap of the trust between us and also the government, because you know we've been going through a lot this past few months in terms of to strike and government. So we need to particularly regain that confidence that we are going as frontliners, we're going as police, but we also have kings and queens covering our backs.
All right, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate it. And on behalf of all Zimbabweans, the world itself, we thank you so much for the work that you're putting out. You guys are on the front lines. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was uDokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Ube lathi uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo nasi muchirongwa. Dr. Simemeza is a doctor based eHarare. Ngimzwile ngempela ukuthi echasisa the troubles that they're facing bona njengabodokotela vangachisanangura matambudziko avari kusangana nawo. I highlighted, however, that Zimbabweans all over across the globe are all working together trying to figure out a ways to provide the protective gear that the doctors need. So before we head over to my next guest, who is a doctor like Usengiland, Dr. Edgar Munatsi, let's head over to a quick video that was compiled by VOA. Lapho bebe chasisa ngempela ukuthi what do you need to do the most to ensure ukuthi you don't catch the coronavirus. Let's head over to that video and then we'll head over to Dr. Munatsi.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard that. Gezai maoko, gezai maoko, gezai maoko. Before you eat, gezai maoko. Before you touch any public services, if you can, make sure.
Thanks for that. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program,
Chief. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Tochi batanyaya tinayo muchirongwa. Kune Muriya Zimbabwe, those that are listening, Dr. Edgar Munatsi is in the United Kingdom. Ngishilo ngempela ukuthi uyizalwane seZimbabwe. Vamunatsi, zvinhu zvakamira sei kwamuri kuUK patotaura nezvenyaya yecoronavirus?
Munyaya yecoronavirus inongori bishi-bishi batai-batai. Nekuda kwekuti vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere checoronavirus vari kuwanda zuva nezuva. Kudarika zvanga zvakafungidzirwa, saka zvipatara zviri kuzara, zvipatara zvakagadzirwa kuti zvione vanhu vane chirwere ichi. Saka ndingati idambudziko guru panguva ino yecoronavirus.
Now, tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika, is it as bad kwamuri kuEngland ikoko?
Numbers going to coronavirus, no one of Garango, Fanana, Silos, Panguazino. Numbers going to Pojit in Garekuti, Matis are quick, Kuan, one of the things of the coronavirus. Anga Satani up to one day, Shindra and the Go Famaglitavan, Urmende, England, the Rabbit of the Doctor Wednesday, Matista, Rabbitavan, which was a good cook. Kuwana wana magati wa ndeye wana kwasa kubasirika wa chikapika wana kwa chikwara shakanyanyi sa tunota kutuwa ndeye wana mishifata kana kunge majibasi wana kunge kufema sisi chukwere shakanyanyi sa kufema
Now, Dr. Mnati, tiki tarisa matambutiko you heard there from one of the doctors who is based in Munyeka wangu wachiti iwe wana tarisa ya netambutiko that there's not enough protective gear that they need. Babata is regarding Yaema ventilators, Hans. There's not enough ventilators, Munyeka. As a professional or a medical expert, how is something like this fixed? Says, which tells Yaego to Munyeka, Maria Gawanda Muna.
Yeah, it's also as I see Tingangoti, then the Tigore Corona Razo, we are Kanatakatis and the Communist Bab, Rauyasar, Asinia, the Kushaika. Kwe mishonga kushandisa muzvipatara inyaya yagara ichitaurwa kwamakore akawanda hurumende yedu yakaise kunyanya kuteerera zvayo nekukoshesa kuwepo kwezvinhu izvi kuzvipatara dai zvakanga zviri zvokuti vakanga vachikoshesa hongu zvaizviita zvishoma asi zvinge zviripo asi handifunge kuti zvinhu zvinofadza kuti tinzwe kuti nyika yakaita sezimbabwe muharare muya munenge kunzi zvipatara zvehurumende chinenge chine ventilator imwe chete kana kusatove nayo zvachose zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yedu pasina nyaya yekuti korona zvayo vagara havakoshesi kurapwa kwezvizvarwa zvenyika iyoyo nekuti ivo kana vachinge varwara vanoburuka voenda kune dzimwe kurapwa zvavo asi izvozviwo hazvi nokuda kwekorona nekuti korona iriko kunyika dzese havakwanisika kutiza vachienda kune dzimwe nyika izvo dambudziko ratiwira nekuda kwekuti havakoshesi kutenga kwemishonga nezvinoshandiswa muzvipatara.
Zvino Dr. Munatsi, tiri kuona that vari kuhurumende iri kuti iri kushanda nemazvo mukugadzirisa dambudziko iri. They're also looking towards working alongside universities towards making ventilators Munyeka to ensure that at least Zimbabwe is better prepared, or since it's already in the country, can handle the situation better. What is your take on this? Do you think that this is a good move?
You know, I think the move to always, you know, support innovative ideas from, you know, students from the corporate world is a good move, but the challenge is that, you know, we've been explaining when we react from that, the doctor from Paranya said that these hospitals virtually do not have ventilators. And if people want to always be in the firefighting mode, you know, without proper planning, you know, ventilators are a vital component of critical care in hospitals. They have to be quality assurance. They have to be up to standard because you can imagine people depend on this. If someone is on life support, they are depending on the ventilator. So it is important for the government to make sure if that is the route they want to take. Therefore, then they have to be quality assurance. They have to be, you know, producing quite standard, you know, ventilators.
Now, let's touch on the issue of the lockdown itself. A lot of people seem to be caught in between two worlds. A lot of people are part of the informal sector, which means and so forth. Others also live in high-density suburbs. We're looking to hear from Blessing Piri now. But they feel as though, one, the issue here, social distancing, is next to impossible because number two, they feel as though they're at a stage and point whereby they need to decide kuti aiwa ndobuda angu ndono tengesa mugwagwa and also go against the law, or do I stay at home? As a medical expert, what kind of words would you have to say to them?
I would say this is a very difficult situation, my brother, as you rightly put it. So many of our people are in the informal sector and they literally live from hand to mouth. And therefore, it was important, and I think it is important still for the government to make sure that they are supporting particularly the vulnerable groups, you know, who are living in townships. I think I was listening yesterday, they were trying to come up with initiatives where we can distribute, for example, food vouchers, where we can go and get groceries to the shops. I think that would be a very vital component, because we don't want to have a situation where we are trying to save lives by social distancing, by letting people stay at home. But at the same time, you know, many people won't be able to survive if they cannot eat. And then that is a bigger problem again. So I think the government has to strike a balance in terms of that. They have to prioritize making sure that vulnerable groups are supported, at least in terms of at least getting the basic needs that they need for this lockdown. Because the lockdown is quite important in terms of, you know, flattening the curve, making sure that the virus doesn't continue spreading, and therefore saving more lives.
Mm-hmm. Regai ndikubate ipapo parunare, Dr. Mnatsi. Let me head over to more guests on, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Thokozo Mofe, you just heard there from uDokotela Edgar Mnatsi. Yena uDokotela who's based eNgilandi, kodwa uyisalwane seZimbabwe, usanda kuhamba vele not so long ago. Now, let's head over to New York. Now, sikhangela okwenzakalayo kwele Melika. New York is one of the most hardest hit places ngase sikhuluma ngaleli gciwane le coronavirus. So I brought ongusakhulayo uTanya Chiriseri, who's going to be on our program, uzabe sichazisela ngempela ukuthi what's happening in New York. Tanya, skip on sizom.
Asikhuphi lutho, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani ngapho eNew York?
Yikho lokho. Situation in New York, it's a very dire situation. Mm-hmm. I saw Momo Umbe's Katisi right in New York, and akune okwenzakalayo, and umomo ukhanya ngathi awukantshintshi, as in ukuthi uyehle. So we keep receiving messages that the numbers are going up, and it's a very, we're in a very hard place. That's basically what I can say for now.
Now, Tanya, New York has practically been on shutdown for the past couple of weeks. However, like you highlighted, the numbers are continuing to go up. Are people practicing everything that people seem to be highlighting here as well? This issue of isolation, we hear people talking about the ensuring that there's distance between you and the next person. Are people doing all these things?
Be honest with you, as I'm also a culprit in this, in the sense that we still kind of meet with our friends. Like, I was at the park a couple of days ago, but we're maintaining the distance. In terms of the shutdown, they've done very well to ensure that everyone is in their homes. If you're in New York at 7 p.m., which is very rare, mm-hmm. you'll find the whole street, all the streets are quiet, and there's no one on the streets. So, in terms of maintaining social distance, people are trying because they are staying in their homes. It's not an easy thing to stay in your home for the whole day. Mm-hmm. You know, so abantu bazama ukuthi bephume phandle ke bebona bone bebuyele ezindlini zabo. But I'm not sure ukuthi the numbers, as in, I'm still to find out which numbers I look at Kwela. Is it because people are still and are failing to maintain social distance and isolation? But I think ukuthi uvele umkhuhlane ubusukhona in New York, and people had already contracted the virus, and mm-hmm. the people who are, why the numbers are going up is because more and more people are testing. And I have two people that I personally know, and one of them is actually a close friend in our group mm-hmm. who was contracted with the virus. And it's causing a lot of anxiety, it's causing a lot of stress, because in a sense, like, it's clearly like a squaz, which is, you really never know until you go out and test, you know?
Now, what's in Ubambumlo Motanya, just for 1 second, let me go back to Edgar. Mkoma Edgar.
Yes.
Right. You heard what Tanya highlighted there. New York has basically been on shutdown for 2 weeks. Asima numbers, the numbers increased. Even if we look at the worldwide trend itself, people are starting to become more quote-unquote woke. They're getting more awareness on what's happening worldwide with regards to the coronavirus. But the numbers are still continuously increasing of the amount of people that A, are testing positive, and B, that are dying. Is there an explanation as to how this is working? Because somehow you'd like to believe that if people are getting more advice on what should happen, they'd be taking more necessary precautions. But somehow the number is still increasing.
I'd say there are a couple of reasons why this is the situation. One of the reasons is that more people are testing. Therefore, we expect, I think, in the next 2 weeks to get even more numbers of people testing positive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the other reason why you have, you know, the numbers of people dying is a bit increasing. There's a bit of a misnomer when we look at these numbers, because the numbers of people who are testing positive now, we expect those numbers to have an effect in terms of the mortality, at least in 2 weeks or so, because people always, you know, want to say how many people died today, how many people tested positive today, and compare the two. Those two numbers cannot be compared, because people who are dying today contracted the disease maybe 2 weeks ago. So therefore, you can only sort of look at the numbers of people who are dying today. Mm-hmm. Compared to the people who tested maybe 2 weeks ago. So these numbers of people who are testing positive now will contribute to a greater part of mortality in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But largely because a lot of people are testing, many countries are increasing the numbers of people that are testing, and also because the coronavirus can be transmitted with people who are asymptomatic. So it is very, sometimes very difficult. People do not know that they have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They are not coughing, they are not sneezing, but at the same time, passing it on to the next person. So this is why it's very imperative, very important that people really hit the call of, you know, lockdowns, hit the call of social distancing, to make sure that even though you are asymptomatic, you don't transmit the virus to the next person by maintaining social distance.
Mm-hmm. But again, let me go back to Tanya. Sister Tanya, what's our connection with?
Yes,
right. I'm sure abantu abaningi ekhaya are watching okwenzakalayo kwele Melika ndabo sebesaba. I'm sure you've also received ama calls about bebuza ukuthi are you okay. Now how are you going about ensuring ukuthi wena you're safe?
I mean, to answer your question, I'd say ukuthi there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of conspiracies, and I'm very happy for people like Odogo Tela of the UK, who's explaining to us and clarifying to us, isn't it, how do we go about being safe, you know? Why I'm saying that is because if you walk out of New York, right, I mean, sorry, if you walk out of my door right now, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask.
Yes.
And you walk into a store, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask. I wasn't sure myself, am I protecting myself if I'm wearing my gloves? You see, my tomatoes and my avocado in the store, or the next person, if I'm not wearing them and I'm washing my hands or whatever it is, that the next person who's wearing gloves, I don't know what that person was touching, mm-hmm. but they have those gloves and they're touching same avocados that I'm trying to buy in the store. So it's very hard and it's very difficult. We have in a serious dire quagmire, because I mean, I'm asking, how can we do it? But all I'm doing personally is staying away from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm associating so far with one or two people, and they also have assured me they don't associate with anybody else. So one of them is my sister, one of them is a friend, but also I'm maintaining that distance, so we don't even see each other. When we see each other, we're not at close proximity, meaning we're 6 meters or 3 meters apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way, and I'm sure a lot of people are doing the same. I hear that in Germany, they put in a law that you're not allowed to actually be seen walking with the person who's not from the same household. which I think is very smart.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things with New York and New Jersey and these areas is because people live on social life. It's actually crazy. We need to consistently like talk to one another and see each other. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I think we are trying our best.
I find it intriguing. I always have a good giggle every single time people say to me, New York is the city that never sleeps, and apparently now it's finally sleeping. How are people in New York receiving this? Are people, you know, when we see videos, Times Square is packed to the empty. How are people reacting to all this?
It's very empty. I mean, I don't know if you saw in the news, there was a guy who was playing like a whole an instrument by himself, like in the middle of the street, and it's very like it's so sad in a way to see a city like New York is quiet, and you get the sense of it, the whole world is not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have people right now, the people who usually sell things on the streets. It's funny how I saw a couple of people still selling, and they're selling masks now, and they're selling sanitizers, which is strange for a city like New York. But I would like to say that people are really, I mean, we are in a privileged economy, and I hear medicine is running out, just like in every other place and all this stuff, but for you to see a lot of people being able to wear gloves, being able to, like, get sanitizers, we are really privileged, and really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We have other issues, like people, 50% of the average people are out of employment right now, which is really sad, you know? But I think if we maintain this for the next couple of weeks and just keep going and be strong, we'll come out, a lot of people are going to heal from this disease, you know? We just need to continue doing that, and I think it's important, yeah.
All right. Now, let me hold you both on the line, and let me head over to a video. Well, in South Africa, there's over 1,300 people who have tested positive. South Africa has recorded 3 deaths thus far. Siyabona njalo ukuthi labo baphakathi kohlelo lwe 21-day shutdown. Ele South Africa, ilizwe ele South Africa, livaliwe ngqi. So let's head over to Isabelle in Zimbabwe. So now it's Pila Gwele, South Africa, like, Uti, he's practicing self-isolation or quarantine. Goto, Uti, Zilalo, Mfazo, okay? Uti, Iskati, Lesi, aha, Kanyangani, it's one of the most interesting times in his life. Let's head over to Umfundisi, Richard Moyo, who sent us a video at Tasang and Belu Uti Bona. As a family, what are they doing during this time?
Inini ndi kumfundisi wa moyo. Nasu muta muka muswa 29 sondo, chili muma 21 days zedi zuzi. Taka gara muka timidzi mba. Nasu unoyo takapariza vangiri, tika ripariza, tika tumirana mafoni, tika nyora zose. Tika cha, nasu ligaito bata zedu, timbo bata ramaimu sondo. Kutu masaluna kusina zaka vagwa. Ni kuda ku coronavirus iyi saka tinokurudzira zvikuru kuti vanhu vose vanabana namai zvakanako mubatero vanamai zvakanaka zvomutoro kana mufundisi kana tizodzova dzimai vedu mumafuta emusoro kuti wo musapinda zvinopinda zviyazviya kuti muite zvakanaka saka iyi haita dzinguve kuti vanababa kuti mai nzvenga nemabasa vakona mababa nzvenga nemabasa ka vamwe vachiita ino unoona bhora vakuda munhu una friend vamwe chiri zvakadai zvose zvakusina kukuenda saka kuti yanguva dunga munhu newake mukati meimba saka iyi haita dzinguve kuti chero uchari baba wanga usingada mai waivenga baba kana amai waivenga baba nhasi uno hakusina kuenda kana friend hakusina madhoo akangobva tirom bedroom izvozvo taparidza vhangeri asa kuti ano regai timbobatabata musoro manamai timbozodza mafuta kubva achitanga ashanu nhasi sondo taita zvachizvaizvi shoko ramwari taparidza tatumira vhangeri satibatika saka zvakakosha kuti kumesa vana baba danai mukati medzimba vari kuwana baba vainzvenga nekundovata mumabhawa achivenga vakadzi vavo zvino bhawa hakusina hakusina fodya hakusina zvose saka ndiwe mudzimai kana manga mako muchisingaunzwanani ingu kuri kuti munzwanane baba namai mukati medzimba muchirangarira kuti coronavirus kuya kaita yakauya kugadzisa zvimwe zvino nemapete osaiva mukati memba notiza kaimba dzasakato zvino ne musindo wababa kana wamai padizvo zvakuti zvakuitika saka tinokurudzira kuti mose vana baba nana mai dananai mukati medzimba pa 21 days idzodzi muve vano muregerana kwete kugara makagumbutsana kusora baba wakavata seshamba usangorubata kana foni tinotenda naizvozvo amen.
Uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Woge, 45 minutes into the program. You just heard there from umfundisi Richard Moyo ukwele South Africa. Umfundisi uyachazisa ngempela ukuthi yena just like what I'm seeing ebulenjini bokuxhumana ku social media eningi labantu, this is the one time ukuthi abadoda now getting to know abafazi babo, they're now spending quality time with their families. So umfundisi uyahleka la uthi hi lokho kwenziwa ngamadoda ukuthi you know you're watching Arsenal idlala ne Manchester United bonke lokho akusela ngenxa yokuthi I coronavirus has caused all of this. Ibhola akusela, all sports, majority of sports have been cancelled. But that ndiyo nyaya tinayo, nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe, nasi muchirongwa chikubata nyaya yezvechirwere che coronavirus. How is it affecting the world? Earlier on you heard from udokotela tinotenda simemeza, yena he's a doctor based elizweni eZimbabwe useHarare. Dr. Simemeza, what challenges are they facing as doctors at Lizweni? Sizwenjalo from udokotela Edgar Mnatsi, yena is based in Ngilandi. We still have him on the program. Sizwenjalo from Tanya Chiriseri, young Zimbabwean based in New York. But now, one of the biggest concerns that a lot of people had was, what's happening in the high density suburbs at least when skangela lokho okwenzakalayo like in places like Mbale lapho ukuthwele abantu, the population of people that live in those areas is very high. So sithi hi uqhathekile ukusixhume omnye wabo ongisakhulayo umnumzana uBlessing Phiri, sizwe ukuthi how are things in places like Mbale, are people practicing everything that has been put into law and put into practice by government. So let's head over to umnumzana uBlessing Phiri and then we'll head over to uDr. Mnatsi so we hear okunenye. Koma Blessing zviri kufamba?
Sizizeni Koma.
Andri bom Koma kurisei ko kumbare kwa muri uko?
Mbare tiriko.
Muri wapenyu?
Tiro wapenyu.
Aiwa tinofara zvikurusa nekuva nemi pachirongwa. Ngatibatei nyaya tinayo nhasi muchirongwa, tikubata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. When we're covering nyaya yecoronavirus vazhinji vanga vanechichemo vachiti tikatarisa zviri kuitika mahigh density suburbs hanzi muri kugara makava muri vanhu vakawanda, just even in one house in general munenge makawanda, vanhu vakaendera mberi vachitsanangura vachiti hanzi kuna Nambare Musika kunenge kwakagara vanhu vanenge vakagara nabhampa next to each other. Nyaya yesocial distancing hapana. Tiudzeiwo zvizhinji Mkoma kuti, is this what's happening kumbare kwa muru?
Well, that is so true. Mm-hmm. What even speak of before the epidemic, Mbare is a highly congested place, both by its residents, never knew vakune, it's my business, and it's a great concern. And, you know, we are lucky or I don't know what I would say. Kuti, we haven't recorded a case here in Mbare, but then, you know, people are sitting on their edges because Nema numbers, but now Mbare, well, it's only a matter of time if God doesn't interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm mostly worried about the recent events. Baka announced the shutdown. You know, Mbare is two things and everyone flocked into Mbare over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was here and I would say probably the number of people who are usually in Mbare doubled on Saturday and Sunday because people were panic buying, people needed vegetables, so they would come Mbare Musika kuzo stock up for the 21-day shutdown. And these are the people who hang around you know, some of these people who has been sick to have contracted the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people would say, I know COVID is for the rich, it's not for us. But then Mrs. Friday, Mrs. Saturday, Mrs. Sunday, those people we have been in contact with, you know, people we had contracted the disease, actually came to Uganda with those talkers and issues. So you'd imagine, could see, with a population, Yemuno Mumbai, let's just say only one person contracted it, Mumbai Musika. Let's go up and Kumbapano Karan Karine family, even like 8 living in 2 rooms. Now imagine, could see, you know, the kind of risk that you're exposed to. You know, these are some of the things that are really worrying us as, you know, people from the high-density residential areas.
Mm-hmm. Mkoma Edgar, Muripo Parnare.
Yes, Muripo.
Now, you hear some of the fears that are coming out from places such as Mbare, Kuma, high-density suburbs. Ukwaningo Arivan, 8, you know, in one house. Zvekare manzwa mukoma piri vachitsanangura vachiti pa 3 days idzodzo pakanaunswa kuti musi weMonday patanga pane shutdown hanzi Mbare yakanga yakangozara nevanhu vakawanda. Now, is this something that Zimbabweans should be concerned about? Do you think that Zimbabweans should feel safe moving forward?
I think definitely people need to be concerned about this. The whole point of you know, having the lockdowns will be defeated if people continue behaving the same way they were behaving before the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
The lockdown is there to, you know, limit the spread of the virus. But if people are then flocking the markets, I totally understand that people want to, you know, buy some groceries in anticipation of the lockdown. But it is also important that during that time to practice social distancing, personal hygiene, washing their hands frequently, making sure that we don't, you know, fuel the spread of the virus.
Mkuma Edgar, takaona companies, akafana ne Econet, are doing, I guess, what would term as their social responsibility, vachi vaka atingatima basins that have not only soap, where people can wash their hands in, you know, in areas in Zimbabwe. Is this something that could be helpful, and do you think that this is something that should be implemented all over the country?
I think it is a very responsible thing for Equator to do that. It can be done, but I think in lieu of lockdowns and social distancing, then there have to be limited places where people can, you know, go outside, because people have to stay indoors for us to be able to really manage and slow down the spread of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
People have to be indoors. I think the most important thing at this point in time is for the municipalities to make sure that, you know, people have access to water in their houses. Mm-hmm. People can wash their hands in their houses. People can wash their food if they cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is very important in terms of managing this coronavirus.
You highlighted something very important, the issue of access to water. As is, a lot of municipalities, a lot of people from different parts of the country have complained, right, to Iwa Waskuwana access Kunemvura. Now, is there a way that they can go about ensuring that at least there is some form of cleanliness around them, even though Vakatarisaya Nidambutsiku Rekushekwa Kwemvura?
You know, I think it is a very difficult thing because, honestly, it's not everyone who can afford to buy and sanitize, as you know. So in the absence of frequent safe water to wash their hands, and they can resort to using, you know, alcohol-based hand sanitizers. But I totally appreciate and understand that it's not everyone who's going to be able to afford it by those hand sanitizers. So therefore, I think it's a plea to the government and to the municipalities to make sure that at least during this lockdown, people have access to clean water, because we end up having so many other problems, things like, you know, diarrhea. This is on top of the coronavirus. If people are staying at home, there's no water, people need to use ablution facilities. All this will pose a hazard to the health of many citizens.
Mm-hmm. We have
Utanyi Usakonani. Yes, I'm here.
Njengomunye wabasakhulayo olwela ilungelo lomuntu elizweni. How do you take everything that happened? Do you think that A, it's fair, and at what stage and point should people value their finances over their well-being?
This is in context to the situation in Zimbabwe.
That's correct.
Okay. Mina ngokwami, I actually had a conversation with a friend earlier yesterday about the situation in Ekaya. You know, it's very hard to, we can't copy and paste, you understand? We can't say what happens in Europe and in the West, where economies are thriving, is the same thing that we can paste in Africa, in economies that are not functioning. So if you notice that everyone in Zimbabwe, especially, like the young man was explaining, Senko Shibizo, like...
Oh, blessing Pete.
Oh, blessing. You know, he was saying a very, very...
Mukoma blessing, but say par not.
Yeah, so Blessing was saying a very important point, you know, when he was saying, we need to decide whether we want to die of corona or we want to die of hunger. Because, I mean, I am not familiar with the circumstances, but I understand. And obviously, how do you close 8 people in one room or in 2 rooms and expect them to stay there and not make a living and not eat food? And just run away from a virus that they are not even being protected from by their own government. The government is doing nothing for them. I mean, I don't want to get into that, but like, we have a situation here. So, I mean, I personally think like what Dr. Ekdal was saying, the government or the municipality should provide necessary facilities and necessary provisions for people to just wash their hands. You know, water is one of them. You know, if people have soap and water and they can wash their hands, let's start there with the basics. Mm-hmm. And that way people can start thinking of other things. But if you're going to tell these people to do this, I mean, personally, I was saying that people who are this side, we are privileged. We have this corona growing in numbers in New York, but listen, I've got water in my apartment. I've got sanitizer. I've got gloves. How about a person who's in Mbare who doesn't have all those things, you know? So in closing, I'll just say, like, I think the situation is not the same. I understand where they're coming from. And they just need the basics for now. To start. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
No problem.
All right. Tochi and Dakuna blessing. Mukoma blessing Mazoka Erbarna.
Hello.
Chipete, Utronga Chenishanasi. Dancho broke Mutsanam Gurevne, Murias Babu. In me Parisino, for 21 days, it's Zuguyas. Murkurana must say, says Zoraj's Babu Shukarama identity.
To start with, we ought not have a clue. Could see 21 days is a fabulous thing. For now, we are still living on the Satkangitaka, take up a panic buying above. But starting from today, the Taka Mona Pane Misikayapto Udiskwapanze, across from my flat, Panevak Tekisama potatoes. And, business is starting to come back to life. Bit by bit, and I'm pretty sure with the Red Sakarabasida, so the police is going to be released to the people again, with the Zivari Square and all. And I even saw in the morning, there's some guys, the most street, Svanosibo, Kevaka, Waridza Pass. Now, Snafaka, Waridza, Vaka is such a Mzimba, but then they are standing in the streets, and when you drive past, they ask you, Mutsaka Mafteria, Mutsaka Utiere, Mutsaka Chi. And if you happen to want some of those things, rush to the houses and bring the items, your car, Utenga, ODD. But I'm sure this is something to be to without the knowledge of the authorities. And as soon as they realize this, and all that. But what's really worrying me is, I just realized Maxen and Astam Katsinamfura, and during the situation in Ataisu, George and Discover, that's the Shaiko. And Council then cuts the water supply with the Badzivan. That's a very terrible thing to do. Putting the health of a lot of people at risk. So, I'm just appealing to, the relevant authorities, if they are going to be listening to this, It's very difficult. And now man wa kwenda pa chipurani. Right now ndakatotarisa ni chipurani pane vanhu vari kudarika kufaripo and vakaungana pana social distancing ipo. Pa chipurani papo ndopachitanga kutorwa COVID yodziserwa mumba. Vamune vanhu 80 muya. And you know the cycle is not going to end if things are going to remain the way they are right now.
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma blessing tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangu andiye adyanana regai tipe Dr. Mnatsi kana kuti navo vapete vakande mashoko avo kupedzisira tinotenda zvikuru.
Thank you.
Dr. Mnatsi tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi ndanchikumbira kuti mukande mazwe enyu kupedzisira kune mhuri yeZimbabwe.
I think mukupedza ndinongoti kuvana veZimbabwe ngati tevereyi zviri kutaurwa neautorities. Kuti tikwanise kubisana nechirwere ichi ngatirambe takashinga ndinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vachimbonzwa ndingati matheories kana maconspiracies zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana pamusoro pecoronavirus asi chikwadi chekuti tikangozvionerawo zvinhu zvisingafadze zvakaitika kune mumwe wedu Zororo Makamba ende zvinogona kuitika kuvanhu vakawanda kana vanhu vakasateerera mashoko ekuti vanhu ngatigezei maoko ngatigarei mudzimba kana tisingafaniri kufamba sangofamba zvisina nhando izvi zvinhu zvakakosha kuitira kuti tirwisane nechirwere ichi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa Dr. Mnatsi nekutora nguva kuva nesu pachirongwa chedu nhasi.
Thank you so much.
Alright, mhuri yeZimbabwe aiwa tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga tina Dr. Edgar Mnatsi, tanga tina zvekare Dr. tinotenda simemeza vari kuZimbabwe kuva Dr. Mnatsi vari kuUK tatina zvekare Tanya Chiriseri osakulayo yena opila eNew York. Tanya ngani eNew York is one of the most hard stricken areas kwele Melika. Just to, as we recap, let me just read you guys a couple of numbers ukuthi lizwele nje ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele Melika. Now, as we speak, kwele Melika, over 163,000 cases have been confirmed ebaleyo mkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 163,000 cases. There has been recorded 3,000 deaths. Now, New York is, as I mentioned, one of the most hard-hit areas. There's been 914 confirmed fatalities. Loku kusho ukuthi kwele Melika eNew York kuphela kulabantu 914 asebebhubhile ngangxa because of igciwane le coronavirus. Tichitarisa worldwide ma statistics early on pachatanga chirongwa ndambokuudzai ndikati worldwide 800,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuna South Africa uko 1,300 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Pane 3 vachi vashaya. Tichitarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe pari zvino 8 people have tested positive for coronavirus and pashaya pakashaya munhu mumwe chete uyo aive Zorora Makamba wechidiki 30-year-old broadcaster akashaya last week Monday.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int.
Saka muri yeZimbabwe tiudzeiwo maondero enyu kana muchida munokwanisa kuti texta pawhatsapp number yedu inoti +12024650318 kuitira kuti mutiudzewo maondero enyu ukuze nisitshele pelumbono yenu okwami mina ngokwami lilako kungipfuma kutwitter njalo kuinstagram @bigmike3 bigmyke3 ukuze sixoxe so lakho ukusitshela umbono wenu mayelana nalolu daba how are you all surviving elizweni with the lockdown. So sithumezele imibono yenu ukuze sizwe okunengi. Okwamanje sokumele ngishaye phansi ngithokaza muhle muri yeZimbabwe chinobhuruka chinomara tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanasi sesifikile maphetheleni ohlelo namuhla. Nasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Nguva yangu yapera. Anokoneka ine mufaro. Tosangana vhiki rinouya. Mswe chipiri. Panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Muine ni Mike Hove. Ikamalami mutsvakazo mose. Mu Mike Hove. Bye bye.